Redskins fans, understandably, are a bit numb still this morning following the loss to the Seahawks yesterday. And no doubt there will be much debate about the decision to keep RG3 in the game. Joining us live is John Keim, Redskins reporter for the Washington Examiner. John, good morning. It was a crushing kind of experience yesterday, watching the team get up to that big lead, and then RG3 seems to hurt his knee again. From the standpoint of those talking within the circle of the National Football League, what do they think about Shanahan's decision to leave him in so long?
You know, I'd say the opinions are mixed, and I'd say probably more people who played or involved in the game probably lean more toward they didn't have a problem with him leaving him in the game. I did see some stuff from some former players who say you had to take him out of there, and then a lot of other guys say no, this is what you do. And his teammates, I didn't talk to anybody who had a problem with how he was handled. And I think clearly he was hurt, but he has played hurt, and he's made plays while he's hurt. And a lot of guys are playing hurt. So in their mind, I think they're thinking, okay, this is what you do. I think there were a couple plays late in the game, in the fourth quarter, where you really started to see not only is he hurt, but he's not able to run the offense the way they want. And, you know, I think that's where you start to wonder, should you have done something at that point? Because before then, it wasn't as clear-cut as I think some people may believe.
Well, things actually changed for Griffin at a very particular point. Was it after the second drive? But it was what a vivid example of how RG3's knee goes, or how RG3 goes, the Redskins go.
Yes, it was. And, I mean, the game plan clearly changed after he hurt. It was that second drive, he hurt his knee. The game plan changes. But he was still able to do some things, and I think that's what the coaches saw. One problem, too, is they didn't have the ball a lot after that second drive. In the second quarter, they only had two possessions, and they weren't in good position to do anything with it. They just didn't have the ball enough. It was hard to really measure how effective is he right now. And there were a couple of the interception he threw, and I know that he says he just underthrew it. When you watch it again, he's not able to really push off his right leg as the way he wants to, the way he did earlier in the game on that 30-yard pass to Pierre Garçon. So it impacted the game. He couldn't run the stretch zone as much. He can't get out there as quick. The bootleg action was not as effective. It definitely changed. And Seattle didn't have to account for him again in the run. They didn't worry about him running the ball because they knew he wouldn't hurt him. So it definitely changed their game plan.
Well, now, there are some discussions that are taking place this morning about whether they have in any way jeopardized the future of this star football player. What do we understand? Did they do an MRI last night?
They've done the MRI. Well, actually, we were told last night that he was going to go to the hospital. Now, I would think that he did it last night. I can't say for 100% sure. I do know that by the time we go out there, he will have had it. And we're going to go out. We'll be out there early this morning. So, we'll find out the results shortly. I think if the MRI had been complete, I think we probably would have heard something by now. All I know is we're going to find out today.
Let's hope he's okay.
A painful end to a fun ride, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I think that's the one thing that's a little bit of a downer if you're a Redskins fan, is that this ride was so great, and even if you lost this game, you should be looking ahead to the future with this kid. Now you have to sit there until everybody knows what the diagnosis is with his knee. I think there's going to be a little bit of a hesitation with the optimism going forward. I mean, you still have to feel good, but if you hear really bad news, then it puts a major
right.
downer and on what should be what should have been a very good fit. Finish, win or lose.
John, so many people are this morning criticizing Mike Shanahan for his decision to keep him in the game as long as he did. Shanahan had a great year as a coach, turning things around as he did. He's not in any jeopardy for that decision, is he?
I wouldn't think so. It's funny because when Robert first got hurt several weeks ago, I had one NFL coach just say, this is the kind of decision that can help shape your legacy. If you go out there and you get this kid hurt again, there are going to be a lot of people upset, other coaches, other players. But I don't know that watching the game I'm not sure that that's going to be the case in this one. Again, when I talk to the players, even when you talk to them just with the microphone off, nobody was saying that I can't believe they kept him in there.
Right.
Now, maybe we'll find that out later. I think in the heat of the game, after an emotional loss, you know, guys are going to tend to rally around each other and their coach. But I don't think that this, I don't think this will. But you know, I think if you're, you know, from Mike, I think he can explain it to Dan and just say this is what we saw.
Right.
And there, again, I think the support of the teammates was telling to me.
Well, let's just hope things are so minor that it's a moot point. John, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
John Keim from the Washington Examiner.